Rosa, and you're listening to Anxious Ramblings. Here we're going to speak about all the crazy thoughts in your head that you're afraid to say out loud. So I'm back. I hope you guys didn't miss me too much, and I'm so sorry about my little vacation, I guess, from podcasting. A lot has been going on in the past couple months. I think the last time I made a podcast, probably 2 months ago, was horrible. But I'm back, and I promise to stay more consistent and, get back into the swing of things. So I guess I'll update you guys on where I have been. And first of all, I had knee surgery back in March, and that definitely put me behind. I was on crutches, wasn't really able to walk much, putting weight on my knee. Also, I had around the same time, I was facing a lot of agoraphobia, and then that also turned into depression. My anxiety worsened. I was barely leaving the house, and I was just depressed and really lost motivation for anything. I just didn't want to really do much, and I'm feeling a lot better now. And one thing that has helped me a lot, surprisingly, has been medication. And specifically has been the medication called Ativan, lorazepam, and that is a benzo, and what it does is really takes the edge off of any anxious feelings that I might be feeling. And I've only taken it about 5 times now, and it's worked well. It hasn't, it's prescribed at a low dose because it is highly addictive, but for me, it doesn't make me completely calm. I still feel anxious because I think maybe I might need a higher dose, but it does enough that I can go out. And this past weekend, I was actually at my college graduation, and it was awesome to be able to be in a huge crowd and not feel that much anxiety, to walk across stage and really earn my degree and really enjoy my day. So that was awesome, and I'm feeling a lot better. I've been doing exposure therapy, going out for walks every day, going to the train station, trying to get on the train again and get back to my regular life. And it's been hard, and I'm still dealing with it now, but it's a lot better. And I'm also still volunteering, writing articles, and looking for a full-time or part-time job that I can do in the mental health field. So that's what's going on. I also got accepted into the Simmons College Masters of Social Work program, so that I'll be starting that in the fall. So a lot of great things to keep me motivated and excited for. So that's what I have going on. So today, I guess we're going to talk about Mental Health Month. So I started this podcast almost a year ago. It's crazy. Almost a year ago, and it was also during May, which is Mental Health Month. And 65 years ago, Mental Health Month was created to start spreading awareness about mental illnesses and the importance of mental well-being. And I think having a month dedicated to mental health is awesome, but we definitely need more than a month. We need to spread this, and just, it needs to be every month, every year, every day. And we're taking amazing steps into spreading awareness of these illnesses, but there's a lot more that we can do. Because, as you know, nearly 1 in 5 Americans over the age of 18 will experience a diagnosable mental health disorder in a given year. And about 46% of that population will experience mental health disorder in their lifetime, so they will have a lifetime mental health illness. And I think one thing that always needs to be stressed is how to really eliminate the stigmas that are attributed to the mental illness is by realizing that mental health is such an integral part of our general overall health. And the mind and body are intricately connected, so one cannot work without the other. In order to have really good overall health, both the mental and the physical side has to balance out and work together instead of working against each other. And you have to realize how important they both are. You need to, just like people have physicals every year, people should go see a therapist sometime. People should really be accountable for how they are doing mentally as well. And doing this, like taking care of your mind, your body, your soul, can definitely help you to live an overall better life. There's also a lot of mental, I guess, movies about, just not even movies, just media, a lot of media attention about mental illness in a lot of newspapers, movies, TV shows, and a lot, I'm just going to name a few that were interesting to me and I think that people should check out. I don't necessarily agree with the way that mental health was portrayed in all of them, but they're definitely worth watching and trying to gain your own opinions about them. I know Lifetime did a couple months ago a movie called Call Me Crazy, and a lot of it was, I think it was 4 or 5 different stories of women who had mental illnesses, and they each had their own story of what they dealt with. I know a lot of it focused on PTSD. So one of the women was in the Army. Depression and a lot of other mental illnesses that are common nowadays. And another one that Lifetime did that I watched, I think it was last week actually, was Starving in Suburbia, and it was about eating disorders. And I have a lot of thoughts on that one, but I'm not gonna give anything away. I really want you guys to watch it. Halle Berry was starring in a movie about dissociative identity disorder. And it's when she plays someone who has that. And she was also in the cover of a magazine. Actually, was it a newspaper? Let me check. A magazine of the National Alliance on Mental Illness called The Advocate. And she talks about her role in that movie. And this, I haven't seen that one yet, but I definitely want to check that one out. And a show that I'm watching now, it's called Black Box. It's about a neuroscientist who has bipolar disorder, and Black Box is one of the most interesting that I've watched, and I really enjoy it. But like I said, I don't always agree with how mental illness is portrayed, but it's definitely worth a try and worth gaining your own experience, your own opinions about them. So I would definitely say for you guys to check that out. And if you're involved in any organizations that do screenings, I think these are great opportunities to get people to at least start thinking about mental illnesses, because these movies some of the information is accurate. I'm not saying all of it, but it's a good way to just get mental illnesses out there. And although, like I said, I don't always agree, but at least people are thinking about it, you know? So I asked the question, why is mental health important? And this is some of the responses I got. Because I grew up being told that it isn't a real problem, that it was all made up, that when I was at my worst, I feel guilty and even more depressed. Because I come to the realization that it's as important as physical health. The body and the brain need each other to function properly. As you need mental health to be happy, to live life to the fullest, and to be able to have a significant life. Because without it, I feel as though everything around me crumbles. No mental stability equals not being able to make decisions whatsoever. Many people don't know how much of an impact your mental state affects you. That's why it's so important. Mental health awareness is important to me because I should not be made to feel weak or guilty for struggling with depression and anxiety. So that's all for this episode, guys. It's real short. I just wanted to check in with you guys and let you know that I will be back. And a couple changes are going to be happening. I will be publishing now on Sundays instead of Fridays. And I will try to keep the episodes really short when it's just me, and when I have an interview, a little longer. But I've asked people and they seem to have liked the shorter episodes, so that's what I'm going to be aiming for. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. For the next episode, I'm going to be sharing an interview that I had with a licensed acupuncturist named Kit. She has been practicing, she's been a herbalist practicing in Austin, Texas for the past 10 years, and we're going to hear about her work and how it applies to mental illness. Next episode should be in 2 Sundays. And thank you for listening. You can contact me at anxietysurvivor@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter @anxioussurvivor, and you can visit my website for all of the podcasts and all of the other materials that I'm working on at anxiousrambling.squarespace.com. Thanks. Thank you.